Yesterday, when I was reading the scriptures in my private devotion, I was attracted to two verses, one in the New Testament and one in the Old Testament. The New Testament text is the 7th chapter of Mark's Gospel and verse 24. And we read there, "And from thence Christ arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid." And the other scripture was in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, and it is the verse 13 and 14. "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high." And then from the heights of that to the depths of verse 14. "And as many were astonied at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Two pictures of Christ. Christ who couldn't be disguised. The undisguisable Christ. He could not be hid. And then the Christ that could not be recognized. For this word in the Hebrew said that his visage was so marred more than any man, that it was unrecognizable as the figure of a man. And you remember on the cross in Psalm 22 verse 6, he said, "I am a worm and no man." One was a Christ that could not be disguised. The next was a Christ that could not be recognized. Two pictures of the Savior. He came to this earth. He came not to be a public figure, but to go to the cross. And he had tried and tried and tried again, but he could not be hidden. But then when he got to the cross, he was so battered and broken and bleeding, he was unrecognized as a man. He was a worm and no man. In his life, undisguised. In his death, unrecognized. And that brings us to the cross tonight. How beautiful Christ was when he was born of the pure virgin. How beautiful as a babe. How beautiful as a child. How beautiful as a young man. How beautiful for 3 years as he walked in Galilee and in Samaria and in Judea. But then he was taken with wicked hands, and they beat him, and they crowned him with thorns, and they spat upon him, and they pulled the hairs from his face. And they beat him so mercilessly that he was beginning not to be recognizable as a man. And then they took him to the cross. And they nailed his hands and his feet. And they hung him up to bleed, to die, to suffer for you and me. Oh, tonight, may God show us Christ. Amen. And the loveliness and the beauty of his life. But may God show us Christ in the darkness and the torture of his death. It wasn't his life that saved us. It was his death that saved us. He had to hide himself when he was on the earth as he lived. But he didn't hide himself as he died. That was a public crime. crucifixion. All his enemies were there. All of those that hated him were there. Every devil in hell was there to torment him. But thank God, he paid it all.
Hallelujah.
All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And someday, we're going to look on that face that was marred for us. We're going to look upon that lovely, blessed Son of God who was crucified and died through weakness, the Bible tells us, giving himself up as the sacrifice for sin. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. May God show us Christ in these two pictures, undisguisable and then unrecognizable. And remember, he did it for you and he did it for me.
Hallelujah.
Blessed Christ, you became a worm and a no man that I might live with thee forever.